Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Money Watch ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you-know-business.
Welcome to the Money Watch Show. It is Tuesday, May 23rd, and we are here answering your financial questions. I am Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and a certified financial planner. I am joined by Mark Talercio, who is the best executive producer in the world and also a certified financial planner. Mark, I noticed that I have to do some CFP continuing ed, and I'm going to try to get it done before December 30th, which is not my usual. I usually wait right until the bitter end and then bang it out. I'm going to do it early this year.
I would recommend that. And I just renewed paid my annual fee. Boy, that fee went up. It went up $100 from last year.
Oh, wow. What is it, like six now? It was $300 for a long time. What is it now?
Now it's about $5.
Kevin Keller's got to make his money.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's a big organization. You know, you would pay almost anything just to make sure you don't lose that thing, right?
You know, I never really studied for anything in my life. Like even through high school and college, I did the absolute bare minimum. So the CFP exam was the absolute hardest I ever studied for anything in my life. So there's no way I could ever let it lapse. I can't.
Exactly. I was funny. I remember somebody was talking to me about like the bar exam and like they really weren't practicing law. So, you know, you have to be admitted to a bar, but like only if you're practicing law. And they were like, I didn't sit and pass that bar. Even if I never actually need it, I am never going to let that lapse until, you know, I really don't have to anymore. So that could be us. We could be 80 years old still paying our, you know, it'll be $2,000 by then. Anyway, I am delighted because today we have somebody from Southern California on the line and just going out on a limb and saying this out loud to many people. I love Southern California. I know you want me to love Northern California. I know you want me to love the Bay Area. I love Southern California. I'm ready to move to LA anytime. Now, this guy's not from LA, but I'm just saying that's where I am. Mark, when's the last time you were in California, Mark?
Let me think about this. I mean, I spent a lot of time there. I basically lived there for a year, but that was back in the early 2000s. I don't think I've been back since, I don't know, 2009, 10.
Oh, you're going to have to go back with a kiddo. I mean, it's such a great trip, just, you know, that Pacific Coast Highway. But anyway, I went to LA earlier this year, hung out with my friend Andrea. She made me fall in love again with LA. It is so awesome there and had a great time. Anyway, if you would like to join us on the air, all you need to do is go to jillonmoney.com and click the contact us button and we'll get your note. If you want to come on the air, make sure you click on that little box that says you'd be willing to come on the air while you're on the website. Do sign up for the free weekly newsletter. Do check out the blog and the resources and our other broadcasts. And get some money out and $60, buy the book, The Great Money Reset, and subscribe to our brand new service called Jill on Money Live. This is where you will have access to quarterly live webinars and more special content. In just about a month, we've got our next webinar with Dave Stachowiak. I'm very excited about this because he is coaching for leaders. He is a fantastic person who will help you. I would say if I asked Amanda what she gets out of Dave's podcast, what do you think she would say is like the number one thing she gets out of it?
Confidence.
Confidence. I love that. Who doesn't want confidence? To really kind of frame things in a way that's very palpable. You know, I think that's what his magic is that he does in the workplace what we try to do with your personal finance, just give you the confidence to be able to know that you know what you're doing, what you're right, you know how to do. It's great. Anyway, that's coming up end of June. That is our next webinar. Check it out. Okay, today, as promised, we have special guest from Southern California. It's Travis who's on the line. We need like some music, some Southern California music. Play some Beach Boys in your brain. And here comes Travis. Hi, Travis. How are you?
Hey, Jill. Hey, Mark. Thanks for having me on.
Of course. What's going on?
So I want to talk to you about kind of my retirement plan. I've had a plan kind of in place for the past 5 or 7 years. And then recently a new tool was offered to me through work, and I'm not entirely sure how to utilize that tool.
Okay.
So I wanted to ask that. So for most of my career, I've kind of focused on the tax advantaged account. So my retirement fund is really pushed into the 401k and IRAs. I haven't really done much with an external brokerage. I've really been focused on that 401k aspect. And then my plan is to utilize the rule of 55 and be done with work when I turn 55, or at least have that option.
Hold on 1 second. So Travis, yeah. First of all, before we go into like the rule of 55, which I promise I'll explain to everybody, how old are you?
I'm 45 right now.
Okay. And are you single, married, partnered?
I'm married.
Okay. Do you have kids?
No kids. No kids.
Okay. And no kids in the future? Like,
no, I like my money and my time, and I think that's just the no kids option.
You like that, Mark? I like my money and my time. Okay. Very good. So first, let's go with how much do you earn right now?
So that's an interesting question. So last year I got promoted and got a big raise. And so that's kind of where a little bit of this question comes from. So currently I make a base of around 200 with a 25 to 30% bonus on top of that.
Is that a bonus you think will get paid out, like a definite or maybe?
I'm pretty confident that'll pay out consistently. All right. In that range.
All right. So we can say 250 grand, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. What about your spouse?
She works, but not enough to bring in money that's of consequence, I would say.
Okay. Okay. And right now you're maxing out your money into the pre-tax 401k traditional?
Yes. And I have access to the mega back door, so we're utilizing that as well.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay. So let's talk about what you have saved so far.
So in that 401k, it sits at about $1 million. Okay. 900 of that is traditional with about 125 in the Roth side.
Okay.
And then I have a traditional IRA at about 70 and then a Roth at 50. And then we have a $50,000 traditional for my wife.
Great. That's fantastic. And no brokerage, right? Because you said you're really using the workplace to do all your stuff, right?
Right. We have one open, but it's only got a few $1,000s in it. It's not something that we've really taking an active role in.
Okay. And what about your emergency reserves?
I hold about 50,000 in cash.
House?
We have a condo about 850 mm-hmm. with a $400,000 loan at 2.3.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Jeez. Mark, I have to stop saying, oh my God, I forgot. Oh my gosh. Okay. Golly. 30 year?
It's a 20.
Okay. You're talking about 10 years from now. Is there some magic that happens in 10 years?
I think it's really just the access to that rule of 55 that makes it a real possibility, because all of that money is tied up in the 401k. If I do want to retire, I have to wait till I at least have access to that money.
It's not because you're getting some sort of pension, right?
I do have a pension option, but it's not tied to that 55 date.
Okay. Tell me about that pension option.
So it's a cash balance plan. So they're putting money in based on my salary. It's not a fixed value at retirement. But if I take it at 65, it's about $5,000 a month.
When you say cash balance plan, that's in addition to the $1 million you have socked away, right?
Correct. Yeah.
So what's the cash balance right now?
It's around 250.
Oh, you almost forgot to tell me about that, didn't you?
I was saving that in the back pocket as a little surprise.
Mm-hmm. I love a surprise in that way. That's a positive, an upside surprise. All right. How much do you think you need to live on?
I'd like to have around 100,000.
Your Social Security benefit at your full retirement age?
Around 35, I think. Maybe a little higher.
Okay. And then your wife would get a half of yours, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Any other income that we are not accounting for?
Not in this, but this might lead into the actual question that I have. So with that raise and the promotion that I got last year, I now qualify for my company's deferred compensation plan.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the tool that I don't really have a lot of experience with. It's not something that I ever really thought about utilizing. And when it came up, I'm trying to figure out how best to make use of that to lower my tax burden now, but that also provides some money after I separate from the company, you know, in an ongoing fashion.
Mm. But the that's all your own contribution, right?
Right. It would be my money. So I would take money from my current salary and reduce that the company would hold and then give to me at a later date.
I'm not sure that would be my choice. Let's just do a little bit more information and then we'll go from there. Is there any life insurance in place on you?
We have some, but it's through my employer.
How much?
I think it's around like $250, I think is what we have. And then there's an accidental... the AD&D of, I think, $1 million.
Okay. I mean, you're sort of underinsured, weirdly, because you're the primary earner, don't you think?
I am. We've talked about that. The only asset we have is that condo. And if something were to happen to me, I'm not sure that's something that my wife would want to keep.
How old's your wife?
42.
Okay. So what you're thinking is that if you were to drop dead today, your wife gets $250,000. I don't know. That's not enough. Can you buy more insurance through work?
No, I don't think so. We would have to look externally for that.
I think you should look for it. Anything else that is going on financially?
No, I don't think so. That's about all we got right
okay.
now.
Okay, so which is great. You've done an amazing job. So well done. You've accumulated assets.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know, after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used, because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
I'm going to start with the this concept that you brought up in the beginning, which is the rule of 55, which is essentially that you can start taking penalty-free distributions from your retirement account as early as age 55. The balance has to stay in the 401k, and I think you have to take substantially equal distributions. I think the bigger question is, can you really afford it at that point? Would you stop working at age 55? Would you do something else?
I think if I retired, I would be looking to not work for anyone else.
But would work for yourself?
You know, I might do some side projects or things like that, but I'm not really interested in, I think I'll make that decision. So if I want to keep working, I would most likely just stay where I'm at. If I'm looking to retire, it would be because I don't want to do that kind of work anymore. I don't want to have somebody else telling me what to do with my time.
Okay. I'm not sure you have enough money to do this. So if we look, we project 10 years from now, I know that you're making more money. So I'm just going to say that for this moment where you have, I don't know, $1.2 million-ish, right? That's about right, invested. So we have 10 years to grow that $1.2 million, right? Plus your contributions. And at that point, Mark, give me a future value of his 1.2.
Well, how much do you think you're saving every year, Travis? Like 40 grand, 50 grand, less, more?
No, well, we're putting it's 66 into the 401k plus the 13 into the IRAs plus we have an HSA sitting on the side too, so another like $7,000 on top of that.
It's $3 million, give or take.
It's close. in 10 years, that's 3 million. This is not a slam dunk at age 55. That's what I'm going to tell you right now. All right. I don't think you should do the deferred comp. I'll tell you that immediately, because you're going to just pile up untaxed money already. And if anything, instead of doing the deferred comp, just given where you are in your tax bracket, which is you're in the 24%, there's no way to get out of the 24% for you. Pay the tax at 24% and make, and I need a brokerage account stat. And I would much prefer to do a brokerage account than the deferred comp. The thing that you have to consider is, even if you were to do this at age 55, that, you know, once you kind of pull the trigger, it's hard to undo it. And I'm not sure that this is the best idea for you, because it may be that you don't want to start taking the money out. It may be that, like, hey, well, life is good. And, you know, maybe I want to have more control. Maybe I need to convert. Maybe I want to do other things. I think that it would be better if you kind of had three streams of income to consider. One would be your pre-tax, the other would be the Roth, and the third would be a your own taxable brokerage account. The cash balance is great. You know, you'll have that. That may be a source of some income. I mean, I think it's close, because again, 55 is so young, and then you have another 12 years before you get to Social Security. So you have to spend some of this money down. I don't know. It is close. I mean, and 100 grand, remember, 100 grand means 100 grand after taxes. And so much of your money has not yet been taxed. I just am unclear whether you will have enough money to produce $100,000 net of taxes in today's dollars on an annual basis without running out of money. So if you are hell bent on 55, then we got to pull that number back from 100 grand. If you're not, then what I would say is, let's see how it goes. You've got 10 years to get there. Maybe you're going to make 250. Maybe you're going to make 300. Maybe the money's going to be growing faster than I assume. Maybe you are going to say, life's pretty good at this job, or I can make 50 grand a year for 5 years, for, you know, from 55 to 60, and do your own thing. All those things are possible. What you laid out to us, it's not just a, I can absolutely do it. It's a maybe. Mark, do you agree with that?
I do. I think a lot of things have to go exactly right for it to happen. Do you hate your job?
No. And that's why I wasn't saying like 55 is the end all be all. I just want to have that option when I get there. So if I get to 55 and I don't have the funds, like, I'll just keep working. Like, the job that I have now is one of the best jobs I've ever had. It's fulfilling. It's relatively low stress for the most part. And, you know, I do enjoy what I do, so I'm not overly concerned about that. But I have friends that have gotten to that age of 55, and even if your job at 54 is kind of stressful, at 55, when you have that option to walk away, it becomes a lot more enjoyable knowing that you have that option.
Well, I think you're pretty close to having that option. And I think that as someone who's already on the other side of 55, you might be surprised that when you're 55, you're like, I am still actually a young at heart kind of 55. And unless you're miserable, your financial life will improve so dramatically every single year you keep working.
And I'm assuming the pension will continue to grow the longer you stay, right?
Yeah, it will. It will.
You know, don't just leave for the sake of leaving. That's what I would say, right?
The other side of this is, so I did say, like, I did get a significant raise last year. So yeah, we will have more money to put into a brokerage or that deferred comp if that was a direction. So there will be a secondary investment that grows that hasn't been, that I haven't had up to this point. So
exactly.
That's going to grow for the next 10 years too.
So what that means is we can retest your assumptions every couple of years. You really can, which is great. Yeah. I mean, look, one of the reasons I love financial planning is that we start with some baseline, and your baseline is an incredibly good baseline. You may actually have the opportunity to do this at 55, and you may say, I don't need to do it at 55, but you will have a place to start, and you're in a very good place. You really are. I have no doubt that you are going to continue to make money, save money, earn money on your investments. All those things are happening, which is great. I just don't want you to, like, in your head be like, 55, I'm out. You know, like, that's not great, you know, and especially if you like your job. I mean, just keep doing what you're doing, man.
And if you want options at 55, then yeah, Jill's right. Do the brokerage account. Forget the deferred comp. You want to be able to get to your money.
Exactly. That gives you, and like maybe it's a, maybe you're saying to yourself, okay, you know, 55, I'm out. But maybe at 55, you're like, hey, I want to start my business, or I want to do this, or I want to do that. This is all great news for you. And I think that you'll have many options that you and your wife have created for yourselves. Estate planning, have we got done that?
We haven't, but we're in talks with people right now. So we're
looking in conversation. Let's get it done. Get that done. All right. Okay. Thank you so much. Enjoy your beautiful environs in Southern California. We're jealous. And if you, like Travis, are trying to get to some goal, but let us dash your hopes. Let us be your dream crushers. I'm just kidding. We're not going to crush your dreams. We just want to be realistic. We want to put in front of you the different possibilities that exist. So if you want to learn about those possibilities, just go to jillonmoney.com, click the contact us button, and let us know if you want to join us on the air. While you're on the website, sign up for the free weekly newsletter, buy the book, The Great Money Reset, and don't forget, subscribe to our new service. It's called Jill on Money Live. This is access to quarterly live webinars for the next 12 months and more special content. So do that. It is so easy. It's right there in front of you. Mark Talercio is the co-host and executive producer of this program. Karen Kranick is our web queen. We are distributed by Paramount Global. We drop our episodes Tuesdays and Thursdays. Do me a favor, put your hands metaphorically on someone's back. Change your work, change your wealth, change your life. Thank you so much for listening. We'll talk to you on Thursday. If you like Money Watch, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.